of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
Welcome to the teaching ministry of Emmanuel Abba Great, a ministry that is ordained by God to take the gospel to the end of the earth.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, brothers and sisters. You're welcome to our day four of the teaching on faith. I trust you slept well. And yesterday we looked at taking the Lord by his word. Taking the Lord by his word. Today we're going to go to the trickier part. Why did I say so? Because this is where a lot of people chicken out. This is where a lot of people fall off. And they decide that, no, this journey is not for them. When the children of Israel were being led by Moses, a time came in Exodus chapter 20, 19 and 20, where God wanted to speak to them. God wanted to meet with them face to face. But when they had the thundering, they saw the lightning, they saw all the shakings. They told Moses that, no, we are not ready. We are not interested. That's after they've prepared themselves for 3 days. They say, no, go and hear the Lord and come back and tell us. Unfortunately, this is the reason why so many people flock around those who have broken through, you know, to see how they can benefit from them. Nobody can break through for you. That's one thing you must know. No matter how anointed any man of God is, any woman of God is, they cannot break through for you. You have to break through for yourself. So I'm going to share this with us. The Bible says in the book of Psalm 105, verse 19, it said, until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. Until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. Now, this is why I say it's a tricky part. Because every word of God you begin to put into practice will try you. Will try you. It will come and try you. But the problem is that not many people are ready for the trial. And I see so many people, that's why they think the way of the Lord is so tough. But on the contrary, it is not. It is just for a little while. It is just for a little while. And the Bible talks about Joseph. Joseph was tried in various ways. And one of the trials was the fact that Potiphar's wife wanted to sleep with him. And Joseph said, no. It's against the word of the Lord. The young man was allowing the word of the Lord to direct his path. It's against the word of the Lord. Even when the punishment for what he did was to enter into jail, he chose the harder path because the word of the Lord must prevail in his life. So until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. Now, the Bible also tells us in the book of Hebrews, chapter, because I'm going to tell you also the way to get out of this, because the trial will come, the shaking will come. The moment you begin to take the Lord serious and begin to take his word serious, the trial will come. It might be a loss of job. It might be a loss of, but just know that all things work together for good for them that love God and are called according to his purpose. As it is written in Romans chapter 8, verse 28, all things will work together for your good. Even when you are laid off, that is when the good part is going to come. Don't chicken out. Now, the Bible says in the book of Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, it says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Now, what does that mean? The Bible says we should keep our face, our eyes on Jesus. Because when the storms begin to come, when the troubles begin to come, because you are taking God by his word, what will happen is that your only sustaining grace, your only sustaining power is to keep your eye on Jesus. I'm going to share how it happened with us and how God brought us out. Now, Peter saw Jesus walking upon the water and he said, Lord, if you are the one, bid me to come. So Jesus said, come. He took Jesus by the word. He took him by the word and he stepped upon the water. But you know what? Immediately he stepped upon the water, the waves began, the troubles began, and suddenly he began to sink. Why? Because he took his eyes away from Jesus. And Jesus, and he cried out, thank God at least he trusted Jesus. He cried out and said, Lord, save me. And Jesus stretched forth his hand and took him and said, why did you doubt? When this thing will begin to happen, don't doubt. Don't doubt. Just begin to rejoice on the inside that indeed the word of the Lord is beginning to work in your life. That is the time to praise God because you are breaking through. Now he said, looking unto Jesus, keep your eye on Jesus. Keep your eye on Jesus. People will mock you. The Bible say, who for the joy, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. In other words, he's the author and the finisher of the faith we are trusting God to build now. Who for the joy, he went through it. Who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. So you cannot escape the cross and you cannot escape the shame. Things will happen, but don't say, oh, what will people think? Oh, wow, how will my life be? Oh, I don't want to suffer. I don't want my children to suffer. And you know, that is where a lot of people miss it. Now, some years ago, like I said, I don't want to make this voice note long. Some years ago, we went through our own, the word of the Lord tried us. The word of the Lord tried us. And let me tell you, when that time comes, no matter how you cry, you are not going to hear anything from God. It is like as if God has abandoned you. But it's not true. He's right beside you. You say, when you go through the waters, I am with you. When you go through the fire, it will not kindle upon you. You know? So that's Isaiah 43, verse 3, 2 and 3. And then he now said, I mean, for our own, we had a situation whereby we're running a ministry, a church, and the church was doing well. We're training people. A lot of things were happening. But we couldn't pay our own rent, the rent of our house. So we lost the place. So what happened was that we now had to move our stuffs into the garage and then stay in the office. And we made sure nobody, no member of the church knew about it. After a while, you know, after a while, because we spent one whole year in the church office, nobody knew. You know, we dry clean our clothes, we put them in the cupboard, and then we put blanket on the ground and we sleep. Nobody knew. In the day, we are busy working, doing the work of the Lord. Now, I had to call one of the ministers and tell him, I want to show you what is going on so that tomorrow you will be a witness that the word of the Lord has tried us before we get to where we are, you know. And I took him to the garage and showed him our stuffs and I told him. And I said, keep it to yourself. I have to do that because, you know, when God begins to prosper his servants, a lot of people begin to say all kinds of things. They say all kinds of things because they don't know the road the person go through. So we stayed in the office for one whole year. Nobody knew. Our son was with us. He goes to school from there. We pretended all was well. And of course, all was well because we did not feel the fire. Then after that, we got a place. We moved in there. And then a while again, we lost it. This time we lost both the office and we lost the house. So we had no option but to stay in the car. Now we slept in our car for 3 months. Still nobody knew. Why am I sharing this with you? My wife and I went through this. You know, we were We went through it joyfully, and there's nothing as beautiful as husband and wife understanding the path of God. Now, we went through this, you know, and sometimes I ask myself, where did we draw the strength from? Now, that is where I'm going to tell you the secret of keeping your eyes on Jesus. How do you keep your eye on Jesus? The Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, it says that all these things that the Gentiles are seeking after. What are the Gentiles seeking after? The Gentiles are seeking for a nice life. The Gentiles are seeking for food to eat. They are seeking for clothes to wear. They are seeking for how their children will go to the best of school. They are seeking for how to make the big money and have all that they want. You know, everything, the nice cars and all that they are looking for. Your heavenly Father knows that you need them. In fact, if you can start from verse 30, he said, don't care about your life. Don't worry about your life, you know, and all that. And he said that your Father, your heavenly Father knows that you need them, you know. But, so I'm reading from 33. He said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. Now, the secret is putting the kingdom first before your necessary meal. Putting the kingdom first before your own pleasure. Because that is the only way you can keep your eye on Jesus. That all the storms that will be blowing and the things that will be happening, the noise and all that, will not take you off. In our own case, you know, the money that was coming to the church, we designated it to the minister in charge of finance was the one that collect all offerings and the tithe, you know, and then all I do is to just sign and then he pays the rent of the church. So we have to make a choice. Do we want to have our life and then lose that which God is doing in our life, the kingdom, you know? So we have to make a choice and sacrifice our own. So that the work of God will move on. And while that was going on, you know, God began to bless us. So what am I trying to say? It was not an easy road, and it's not going to be an easy road. Don't chicken out, because the word of the Lord will try you. But the secret is, seek first. Don't make yours more important than that of God. And that is why you say, he that loves his life shall lose it. But he that lose his life for my sake shall gain it. I believe this message is making impact because I'm getting good feedback. And I know this is the Lord that is actually doing this because he spoke to me some few days ago, the day I started. He said that you've given people two things they need to do to survive the coming time, because this coronavirus thing is just like the veil that is just going to usher men into the real thing. The real thing is what we're about to see soon. But as you begin to take God by his word and allow his word to try you, I'm telling you, you will go through it and you will not feel the fire. You will not feel the flame. You will go through it and ask yourself, how did I do it? Because his grace will carry you through. May the Lord bless you. I want to stop here for today and to say the Lord bless you and keep you and cause his face to shine upon you. And I tell you, this word of God will not let you down. Don't be afraid of suffering, for it is just for a while. It's just for a while. It's better than a lifetime of struggle. Suffer it once. And if I may beg you, if this has been blessing you, share it with somebody else. Share it with somebody else. Somebody need this for the time we're coming to. God bless you. Have a blessed day.
Thank you for listening to this life-impacting message. If you would like to partner with us or want to get more of this message, contact us on +27 840 240 365. Or visit us on www.uppergreatworld.org, Upper Great World Ministries Incorporated.